The Ensign Magazine for November 2011. This edition of The Ensign includes the 181st Semi-Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, including the General Relief Society meeting. This recording includes supplementary material for The Ensign Magazine for November 2011, including Conference Story Index, Teachings for Our Time, General Auxiliary Presidencies, News of the Church, including the 181st Semi-Annual General Conference, Daughters in My Kingdom, A Historical Work for Today's LDS Woman, by Chelsea Nibergall, New Site to Help Teens Start Family History, Art Competition Invites Youth to Shine, and Elder Tad R. Callister. Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences from General Conference addresses can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Speaker, Elder Richard G. Scott. Story. Richard G. Scott makes an audio recording of the Book of Mormon for his family. From the Saturday morning session, The Power of Scripture, by Elder Richard G. Scott. Speaker, Elder Jose L. Alonzo. Story, anxious parents lose their young son in busy Mexico City. From the Saturday morning session, Doing the Right Thing at the Right Time Without Delay, by Elder Jose L. Alonzo. Speaker, President Boyd K. Packer. Boyd K. Packer receives his patriarchal blessing. From the Saturday morning session, Counsel to Youth, President Boyd K. Packer. Speaker, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. President Uchtdorf helps build a meeting house while attending Air Force pilot training. A faithful couple exert a positive influence on those around him. From the Saturday morning session, You Matter to Him, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Speaker, Elder David A. Bednar. Aaronic priesthood youth teach a family history class. From the Saturday afternoon session, The Hearts of the Children Shall Turn, by Elder David A. Bednar. Speaker, Elder Neil L. Anderson. James O. Mason and his wife decide not to wait to have children. Scott and Becky Dorius adopt children after 25 years of marriage. From the Saturday afternoon session, Children, by Elder Neil L. Anderson. Speaker, Elder Carl B. Cook. Thomas S. Monson urges Carl B. Cook to look up. Sisters release burdens into the sky in the form of helium balloons. From the Saturday afternoon session, It Is Better to Look Up, by Elder Carl B. Cook. Speaker, Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. Less active members find redemption as they are invited to return to church. From the Saturday afternoon session, Redemption, by Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. Speaker, Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Survivor of the Donner Party remembers the morning he saw Johnson's Ranch. From the Saturday afternoon session, The Divine Gift of Repentance, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Speaker, Elder W. Christopher Waddell. Missionary Javier Misiego meets the man who baptized his father. From the priesthood session, The Opportunity of a Lifetime, by Elder W. Christopher Waddell. Speaker, President Henry B. Eyring. Young Henry B. Eyring and his bishop visit a sister in their ward. Gordon B. Hinckley and Henry B. Eyring review a manuscript late at night. From the priesthood session, Preparation in the Priesthood, I Need Your Help, President Henry B. Eyring. Speaker, President Thomas S. Monson. Thomas S. Monson thinks he is the lone church member at boot camp. Thomas S. Monson talks to people on a bus about the church. From the priesthood session, Dare to Stand Alone, by President Thomas S. Monson. Speaker, President Henry B. Eyring. Henry B. Eyring speaks at a university where he was asked not to share his witness of Jesus Christ. Henry B. Eyring takes his daughters to visit a friend dying of cancer. A dying man dresses in Sunday clothes for a priesthood blessing. Years after running away from home, a man reads the Book of Mormon and gains a testimony. From the Sunday morning session, A Witness, by President Henry B. Eyring. Speaker, Elder Tad R. Callister. A young woman testifies to her friend of the truth of the Book of Mormon. From the Sunday morning session, The Book of Mormon, A Book from God, by Elder Tad R. Callister. Speaker, President Thomas S. Monson. Thomas S. Monson learns the power of prayer after finding $5 he thought he had lost. Thomas S. Monson is impressed to announce Peter Morick to speak at the Frankfurt, Germany temple dedication. From the Sunday morning session, Stand in Holy Places, by President Thomas S. Monson. Speaker, Elder Russell M. Nelson. Russian converts prize their temple marriage. From the Sunday afternoon session, Covenants, Elder Russell M. Nelson from the Sunday afternoon session of conference. Speaker, Elder Randall K. Bennett. Randall K. Bennett ignores warnings of a strong ocean current. From the Sunday afternoon session, Choose Eternal Life, by Elder Randall K. Bennett. Speaker, Elder J. Devon Cornish. J. Devon Cornish miraculously finds a quarter in answer to prayer. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Privilege of Prayer, by Elder J. Devon Cornish. Speaker, Elder Quentin L. Cook. Al Masani cancels reservations for the Titanic. Irene Corbett perishes aboard the Titanic. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Songs They Could Not Sing, by Elder Quentin L. Cook. Speaker, Sylvia H. Allred. A sister suffering many ailments is comforted by visiting teachers. A man is converted after visiting teachers serve his family. From the General Relief Society meeting, Charity Never Faileth, Sylvia H. Allred. Speaker, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. A woman becomes bitter because she is not married and does not have children. From the General Relief Society meeting, Forget Me Not, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. End of the section, Conference Story Index.